Joining us is Stoneham football coach Bob Almader. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, I'm just checking in on you guys, and I'm looking at some wild games that you've had over the season here. And this is your sixth season with Stoneham. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you do.
All right, so you had a very good year this year and a better year this year. How about a little summary about how the season has gone for you guys?
Well, as you know, we started off, we had a great start. We were 4-0 and had a great opportunity to play a team that we've struggled with for many years in Melrose, who's just a traditional power. And we really came out and played a fantastic, especially offensive game, and kind of put them on their heels a little bit. And the game ended up going into overtime, and that was the first lead that they took. We had a controversial call on our series. They scored, and we stopped the points, and we had a controversial call. We kind of thought our guy was in, would have sent us double overtime at least, if not had a chance to win. But Melrose always finds that way to win, and they did in that game. And I think that really took a lot out of us for a couple of weeks. You know, you try not to give in to those things, but mm-hmm. I know they're kids, and I think we had a little bit of letdown. But we bounced back and played well. And we had Wilmington, where, you know, I had coached for 12 years. Had a successful run there, and just recently retired teacher from the middle school and know all the kids. So it was a game I really wanted to play well, and that was our worst game of the year. Played very, very, very poorly in that game.
Oh.
And Wilmington played very, very well. So that was a tough one, but we bounced back, and we've had a little playoff run, and you know, we certainly had our hands full on Friday night against Shawshin.
Well, when you run into those Wilmington kids down the road after they've been to school and they've been in jobs for a while, I'm sure you guys are going to have some fun talking about that one and what it meant to you. How long were you at the middle school, Coach?
I was a middle school phys ed teacher for 34 years, 18 of which were in Wilmington.
Okay. I was a math teacher at Gloucester High School for about the same time, so... and I also taught at the middle school for a little while, so I get that. And Wilmington on a pretty good run themselves, a very good football team.
They really are. I think they had some pieces fall the right way. They had a really good senior class, and then had the addition of the running back who transferred from Central, and their quarterback Smith was finally healthy for the first time in his high school career, and he had a great run as well. And they had the Roberts kid really came into his own this year. So, they got the kids playing really well, and they got on a roll, and they hadn't had success in a few years. And, you know, they really were drinking the Kool-Aid, and they punched us in the face, and we didn't punch back. So it was a rough one for us. And, you know, of course, I have to hear it all over town, but that's okay. We're still alive. So
there you go. Oh, my goodness. Well, Coach, before I get to some of your players, a little bit about this most recent playoff game, because that looks like a wild one.
It really was. We were very fortunate to get a stop on the first. We won the toss and deferred, and we're very fortunate to get a stop because their kid actually dropped a short touchdown pass and ended up getting the ball, went right down and scored, got the two-point conversion. They came back and scored. Then we ran the kickoff back for a touchdown, got the 2 points. So it was really back and forth, and it was huge plays by them. And sometimes the eye does lie a little bit, and their two receivers did a great job, and their quarterback threw the heck out of the ball. Hats off to them. We were really very fortunate to get out of there with the win, mm-hmm. And came down to a final drive, and our kids. The one positive we can really take from it is that our kids' backs were against the wall. We're down 4 points and went down and scored. All my coaches were kind of yelling at me not to save any time on the clock because, you know, they had scored so quickly mm-hmm. the whole game. And I said, no, I just want to score. You guys will have to stop them. That's it.
I've only seen one team, and that's in the pros, that can get away with that, and that's the Patriots, man. You got to score when you can, I would think.
Exactly right. So we were fortunate to score, and they actually made a run, of course, with a, like 1:50 left in the game, and we had a huge fourth quarter, fourth down stop, fourth and two, and Joe D'Antona and Antonio Ventrescu came up and made a nice hit and ended it there. But we were really fortunate to get out of there, and my good friend Al Costabile, longtime coach of Shawshin and Bishop Fenwick, you know, his kids did a great job, and I think, you know, both teams kind of deserve to win.
Coach, when you see the film, I'm guessing you have to, do you go back and critique the most recent game before you start working on the next one? Do you take a look at that most recent game? Hello? I can't believe I lost you. All right, well, let me call back.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, Coach. There you go. I'm just wondering, have you looked at the film on the Shawshin game yet from this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We did it. You know, we do our stuff on Saturdays, and we like to try to, you know, correct the things that are broken, which, of course, there were quite a few things broken, but and make the corrections and move on. You really have to learn from the mistakes you made and on them, and you have to fix the things that go out in practice and fix them. But you know, as terrific as Shawshin's passing game was, and the quarterback had a, we seem to make highlights for quarterbacks lately, but you know, you have to move on to Hamilton Wenham, and they're the number one seed for a reason, because they do all those things, only they do them even better.
So. All right, let's talk a little bit about that game. We've seen Hamilton Wenham the last couple of weeks, and they seem to have you know, a lot of weapons on offense, and they're pretty darn good on defense as well. So what do you see out of them? Oh, I lost you again, Coach. Oh, my goodness.
You got me now?
Yeah. Where do you go? Okay.
I don't know what's happening here.
All right, just tell me a little bit about your scouting report on Hamilton Wenham.
Well, they really have athletes all over the field. Their main guys, obviously, are Peach and Lanciotti, number three. I mean, those two guys are nightmares to defend, and you can't let them go. I mean, they you know, if a play breaks down, they find a way to get open, and quarterback finds them, you know, regularly. But you can't ignore their running game, because they're outstanding. 13 is just he's a good tailback. They've got the great fullback. Quarterback makes great decisions. So they run the ball well. They pass the ball great. And they're really a good screen team, which is another caveat that Coach Pugh's always had in his arsenal. They're really good. The line does a nice job up front. They're tough and they fight. You know, defensively, they're just so opportunistic. If you make a mistake or you turn the ball over, they convert that into points very quickly. So a real key for us is to not turn the ball over and try to limit their possessions by hanging on to the football.
Who are some of your leaders that our listeners should be listening for this weekend?
Well, a guy who's been starting for us for 4 years is Trey Pignone, and he's having a wonderful year. He's actually, they have him listed at 90, but he actually has 20 touchdowns, and he was injured for one of our games this year. So he's done all that with in eight games. He's really a terrific player. We're fortunate that we're balanced enough that we have another running back that's very, very good in Christos Argyropoulos. And he's a junior who's done, you know, who started for us last year, and he's a very good player as well. Can you hear me still?
Yep, I got you, Coach. Yep, sounds good.
And, you know, a pleasant surprise for us. It was kind of a late decision to put him at the fullback position. But Kevin McShane has done a wonderful job both blocking and running for us. He's also our middle linebacker, and he's been a real big key. But I really feel like our offensive line, which for us is really end-to-end, have done a consistent job all year. I would say consistent job all year long of coming off the football and creating running lanes for these talented backs.
Can you mention those kids off the top of your head, Coach? I know it's a lot because you got so many names going through your head right now.
I will. At right end, we have senior Nick Allen, which is he was injured all of last year, and he's doing a great job. And I won't give him to you. Well, I'll try to.
That's okay.
Will Carino is our right tackle, and he's a senior 3-year starter. And he's so consistent, and the communication up with those guys up front has been so good. Joe D'Antona, and he was also an all-league kid last year, Carino. Joe D'Antona was an all-league offensive lineman last year, playing right guard, and he's, you know, our strongest player and a very good one. Anthony Batano is a senior who started one game in his career last year, and it was on Thanksgiving on a big win over Reading. And Anthony is worked extremely hard. He's become a really solid center for us. At left guard, we've had Chris Bellevue is a sophomore, and he's really done a great job. He's been banged up a couple of times, but he's a tough kid, and he's done really, really well at left guard. At left tackle, Brendan Godfrey is a kid who came in as a skinny little sophomore a couple of years ago, and now he's worked so hard in the weight room, and he's been a very dominant left tackle for us.
Coach, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then we were very fortunate that Tiago de Almeida has been a backup running back for us. He started a few games last year, and he moved to tight end for us, which was a very unselfish thing, and he's really taken to the position and had a great year. So, those guys have really, really held it down. Jack McCabe has been a career backup quarterback, and our quarterback wasn't able to come back this year. And Jack stepped in from day one and has done a very good job managing the offense and type of offense that, when people really try to get that extra guy or two in the box, he's done a good job making them pay for most of the year, hitting big pass plays.
You know, I sense a little pride in your voice here, and that your kids have—they've got the understanding of team concept. It sounds like
they really have, and we play an unselfish offense where everyone has to do their job and has to do the dirty work, and they all have taken to it, and. I think we've gotten better and better as an offense as the year's gone on, and we've scored a lot of points. We're obviously not balanced the way Hamilton Wenham is, and who can do, run, throw, screen. But we're effective in what we do, and I feel like our offense kind of fits into the amount of, we have very, short amount of players, and it's very difficult to have good players at wide receiver and good players at running back and good players at tight end. So this kind of condenses things for us a little bit, and they've done a good job with it.
Sounds great. Final question, Coach. Can you mention your assistants and maybe give a little shout-out to them?
I would like to. First of all, I've had the opportunity to coach against my good friend Jim Pugh for many years. I was head coach of Wilmington for 12, and Baldwin Catholic, we went twice against each other. So we've had big battles over the years. He's had some great teams with Masco, and we had some great teams as well, and we had some wonderful battles over the year, but he's a good friend and a heck of a football coach. But John Rafferty, we were very, very fortunate to get him as our defensive coordinator 3 years ago. He was very successful head coach at North Andover High School, and, was stepping down and couldn't stay away, and, we put the full court press to get Coach Rafferty with us, and they were actually Jim's Thanksgiving rival for his whole 14 years over there, so they're very familiar with each other. Kevin Yannikopoulos is a Hall of Fame two-sport athlete from Stoneham High, and he's done a great job with our quarterback and defensive backs. Chris Yancey, who also is president or one of the lead people in our youth program, is our defensive line coach, and he was here at the program before I got here. Rich Tarby was at BC High, and we got him to come over with us, and has coached our running backs. John Herrick, a former player here, and great player at Merrimack, has done a great job with our freshmen. And really the guy, who makes it all happen for us isn't a coach anymore, but he's our athletic director, Dave Pignone. and Dave is as responsible as anyone for the big turnaround we've had at Stoneham, and you know, he's just amazing. I've worked for a lot of people, but he's the best.
Coach, thank you so much, man, for sharing this with us. Great to hear the great things that are happening at Stoneham High School in the football program. And I just, you know, between you and Jim Pugh and myself, I'm just thinking old teachers never died. They just keep coaching.
You're absolutely right.
I love it. Hey, Bob, listen, congratulations on the great year. I hope to meet you on Saturday, and good luck this Saturday. And again, thanks so much.
Thanks. My pleasure, Rick.
Take care, Coach.